until she.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
We did the Pledge of Allegiance roll call. There's enough people here for a quorum.
Yes.
Approval of an agenda, consent agenda, and minutes of December 19th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those? So carried. Communications.
I have none put forth. Are there any online?
That would be items from the public.
Yeah, that's public. Right. Oh, that's the next one. This is communications. This is you.
I don't have it.
No, no. There she comes. Let's hurry up.
Almost done.
Items from the public. Do we have anybody? Nope. 2023 contract between City of Raymond and Pacific County Economic Development Council. We need action on this. Looks like it's $2,400 a year. My understanding is.
Yeah, we've had this contract for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We pass interested businesses on to them and they handle it. Is that basically what this is?
No, they not necessarily.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm late. It's holidays.
Yeah, me too.
Or something. Thanks, Steve. The EDC promotes new business within the community, searches out businesses to come to our community, works closely with the port and other areas to bring in businesses to the community. I personally, over the years, there's been different directors, but I think the current director, Suki, is doing a marvelous job. She's really reached out and is doing a great job promoting our area, encouraging new businesses, definitely better than what I've seen in the past. Did that help at all? Okay.
We need a motion on it, and I can't do it.
I make a motion.
I'd like a motion to approve me signing the contract with the EDC 2023.
So moved.
I have a second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Just discussion.
Sorry.
Aye. Aye.
We know where he stands.
This is not trying to hold back on approving it at all, but it is nice when they come once a year and talk to us and give us a report.
And I will, I was kind of surprised she didn't, truthfully, but I will reach out to her and have her put us on her schedule to come talk to us. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's just useful for us to hear it.
I agree. So I will have her do that. So, okay, any additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. Okay, Department Head Reports, Fire Chief Bill Vivian.
Happy New Day. Excited for New Year. Do you have any questions?
We get a fire truck yet?
How about ambulances?
They're coming sooner than the fire truck.
All right.
So May 1st, scheduled to get our first ambulance.
Okay.
And then probably a year after that, the next one.
Oh, it'll be a year after.
Yeah, okay. Roughly.
And are we surplusing? Are we like demoting down to some of the outlying?
Most likely demoting.
Okay.
And assess our situation to where the need is.
Okay. And they sort of talked about the fire truck maybe the first quarter. Have you heard anything?
January 2024 is what, unfortunately.
January of 2024 now?
Yes.
Well, when was it originally supposed to be delivered?
Yes, we did.
2021? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is that supply issues,
supply chain?
It has to do with the chassis.
chips.
Yeah. So, like all vehicles, even fleet size, smaller chassis vehicles.
Yeah. I mean, we have equipment that runs right now. Yeah. We're not in dire need. Yeah.
It's just going to be amazing.
It'd be time to start ordering the new one.
Any further questions for Chief Gideon? Hearing none. Police Chief Chuck Spore.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. I really don't have a whole lot to report. Since our last meeting, I don't think I was able to discuss shop with the cop. We had our annual shop with the cop earlier in December. And as usual, it was very awesome. One new thing this year that Officer Brittany Stiegel kind of rallied the community to support donating to get every one of the kids a brand new bicycle and a helmet. And the community and Officer Stiegel made that happen. And that was kind of a cool addition. Also, we're seeing an increase in the whole area, statewide really, in vehicle theft. And Raymond is no exception. We've had a few in front of Dennis Company. People jump out and think they're just going to run in and maybe don't take a vital set of keys with them, and people jump in and take off. So just a reminder to, as far as myself, if I go to the convenience store and get out, I lock my door. So, but you know, I'm paranoid that way, but, anyway, that's about all I have. We'll take any questions if you guys have any.
Where does the Shop of the Cop funding come from? Just curious.
Different, you know, community members and organizations donate. I know Dennis Company has donated, Weyerhaeuser, and a lot of generous benefactors, really. So, but typically the kids will get, you know, $100 gift card for Dennis Company and a whole bag of food for a holiday meal, probably a gift voucher for Pioneer Grocery. So it's really a good deal all the way around. Plus we get to have a positive interaction with kids that maybe haven't had a positive interaction with police or their family. So it's a win-win.
If I can just speak briefly, I was at the Elks helping with the breakfast, and they had all the bikes out prior to the kids arriving, all lined up, and they all had a helmet with them and a gift tag with the kid's name, and then they hid them before the kids got there, and they brought one out, and they had one of the kids the name, and it was for another child, and he came up, and he was super excited, and then, so they started about the fourth kid in, 10, 12 years old. He came up and he brought his bike back by where I was standing. And he looked at me and he said, "This is like a dream come true. I can't believe this." I mean, he was so choked up. Of course, I couldn't even talk to him. He said, "Mom wrote for 2 years and this is more than I could have ever hoped for in my whole life. This is so amazing. I just can't believe it." It was, it had everybody in the back in tears. I mean, it was so amazing. And after about the fifth or sixth bike, the kids were all up on their knees in their chairs, and they're like, this one little voice is, "I think we're all going to get a lot." So it was a super special chapter.
I was really, really proud of Brittany. That was her thing and made it happen. And that reminds me, Dee, that the Lady Elks, every year they put on a wonderful breakfast and host us there, and we really appreciate that as well.
Well, we loved every minute of it, so thanks. Okay, any questions for Chief Spore or Chief, or you have anything else, Chief?
That's it, Mayor.
Okay, and job, the Chief's position is posted and will run until the 27th of January. So, anybody knows anybody that wants to be the police chief of Raymond, tell them to be sure and get
in. Don't all get in line at once.
Yeah, and there's plenty of time to reconsider, Joe.
He's speaking fast. Yeah. He's gonna...
Public Works Director.
I don't have anything to report.
That's a comprehensive plan coming from us.
It's moving along. So the Planning Commission, and we should see it here probably early February.
Has there been any opportunity for public input yet?
Of every meeting, and we had a public hearing on the last one, and I believe there'll be one more. I think they would like to have one when it comes to council. We're still hashing out all that, but I believe we'll have one here as well.
Are any people showing up?
No.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
What do you think about advertising in the newspaper or something?
I believe we
it's published in the newspaper, and it's also on our website.
For what? For which?
Comprehensive plan. Oh.
That's a big item, yeah. It's
just Chris Rabin.
And we're still working on a draft for the parks plan, so that will be coming on the
mic
soon as well.
Okay, any more?
I have a question. So I've noticed that the whatever we're calling the park down here is now, it's pretty tore up on the end toward the bridge. Is there going to be a plan in the springtime to try to renovate that? And
we had another leak down there, so we're looking at what we can do to...
Yeah, I have to wonder if the airstream is over the pipes.
No, we actually think that the cast iron pipe is not proper. So it's not the best cast that was up from the waste. It's not holding up, so... we're looking at because it's a pretty expensive fix. So
I'm just worrying about it because it's the first thing you see when you come into town, and it's our best. Yeah. Well, I should be careful what I say. In my opinion, it's the best part of the whole park.
And after the week a while back, we were getting pretty close to be able to do something with it, and then it's just
because we had a lot of donations and stuff. I think for the tables and the spot, you know, everything, and it seems like we could make sure
that portion underneath. We had just got a bid from Robbins to see what it'd be, and it was a lot more than we thought.
Yeah,
and we got to do it,
so. For sure. So we're just
it's
looking
annoying.
And where we're at on that. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else for Eric? Hey, for Treasurer Gail McIntosh. Just preparing for the new year and nothing really new to report. Okay. New Year's comments. I don't have much. I'm sorry I was late. If you get any reckless driving calls, Chuck, just ignore them. Coming across the bridge.
Right on.
I only have one thing. We have some openings on the Planning Commission. We have been advertising in the paper. I received one email from Bob Cody, who has expressed interest, or Robert Cody, on joining the Planning Commission. So I would like the council to confirm his confirm him to the Planning Commission.
So you need a motion for that?
Yes.
So I make a motion to confirm Robert Cody to the Planning Commission.
Okay, go here a second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, opposed? Hearing no opposing or comments. Stands confirmed. And also, there's potentially probably going to be maybe two more positions coming open on the Planning Commission. If you have any, if you know of anybody, would you please suggest maybe it might be something and see if they'd be interested and send them my way. They just can make an email me. They don't have to write a big long dissertation or anything, but they can send me an email if they're interested. So Planning Commission is a very important position, you know, very important committee to sit on. So, and other than that, I didn't have anything else. Council comments?
Yes. For Bill and Eric and Chief Spore, Wayne, we had to close the highway. Any issues with that? That all go well when it flooded a few days ago or a week ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues.
Okay.
No, DOTs, we finally got it. It's kind of worked out where they've been on the spot the last few years, I'd say, you know, watching out for, you know, predicted tides and then having the signage set up and flagging. So it's been pretty smooth the last couple of years.
Good. Thank you. And then my other comment is one that most of us have heard before, but I still think it's very useful to talk about our budget more than just at the end of the year. So I think if department heads can either once a month or once every other month say we're tracking ahead or behind, because I was thinking about when we, you know, at the end of December, we always true up the budget. We don't know why we're truing it up. If we knew that ahead of time, I just think it's a better way to manage the city, and we're supposed to be keeping a little better track of that. I would love to see that restarted if we can.
Okay. Those reports, I think those for a while when I was in the council, I think those were helpful. Yeah. So. Any before we adjourn, is there any additional council comments?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
In our agenda, we don't have any place for old business.
Okay.
My personal feeling on that is, at the age I'm getting, my forgetter works perfectly. So when I ask a question about something to one of the department heads, and I don't have a record of it, I forget it, and it never gets answered. If we had it written down under old business, we could address it again to make sure those things that we're asking for get taken care of.
Like when you ask and they say we'll follow up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's all I mean. It isn't to make sure people are doing their job. It's simply, like he said, to follow up, to get an answer to the question eventually.
Just an action log or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we had it in old business, you know, it would be something we could discuss again to make sure it was followed up on.
Steve, we will follow up with you on adding this.
You know, I don't believe you, Chuck.
Okay.
Because I'll forget. That's all I had.
Any additional council comments? Okay, and I want to make sure that all of you, there's, I believe, five of you out of the seven whose terms are up in 2023 that you will need to run. If you plan to run again, you'll need to do that in May. And if you don't plan to run again, think about maybe somebody that you'd like to consider having run, or if you know somebody that you would like them.
I don't think it's me.
I'm not up.
Yeah,
it's
me.
Karen.
I am?
Yes.
It was only a 2-year thing?
Actually, it was an appointment, and I think.
No, it was an appointment, and then I ran.
Well,
and then Gretchen had him running an extra time.
Well, according to the paperwork from the county,
yeah,
she said you were supposed to run in 2021.
Yeah, his is screwed up, and it was screwed up 2 years ago, and we got to sort it out.
Yeah,
I built this whole spreadsheet because I was like, why does Steve run every
2 years?
And it was
special.
She has him down for months.
Okay. What did you know?
All right. So just think about that. Yeah, you got 5 months to figure it out, but you're
going to
run it.
So. We need to reappoint or re-elect Mayor Pro Tem, and then for next meeting, we should have our committee assignments.
We'll put that on the agenda.
I don't even know how you started meeting since you weren't, your term had expired. I make a motion that Steve be Mayor Pro Tem for 2023.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thanks, Steve.
Don't worry, he'll forget about it.
He'll forget about it, yeah.
You better put that in there as old business.
Because he forgot that you told him that you weren't going to be here today. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I asked Michaela because you asked me to do the 19th.
Yeah, and then I was here.
Then you were here. So I thought I was confused.
I was sitting on the computer. It's Tuesday, you know? I mean, I just totally slipped my mind. In the future, if I'm not here by 5:30.
See, she's got the age thing, too.
I do have the age.
See, Kayla, it's your fault, no matter how you turn it
out. I'm going to blame it on somebody, because Mike's like, where are you going?
We were sitting there, like, is he going? Like, oh, excuse me, before me.
I need to go ahead and prepare a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Gary. Thank you guys.